Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hey! Song gonna hit. It just hits different now because we're gonna be in a bus with like 50 people.
At least.
It just ain't gonna be the same.
Well, it's gonna be better.
And it was a Pontiac Firebird Trans Am.
That's what you thought earlier.
Yeah. Chris had me all flustered and confused.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Firebird Trans Am. Firebird. That's why the bird was on the front.
So how many songs do we need on the playlist? Like, is it be like we have a normal amount and then it kind of repeats?
That's about 20 hour ride.
Yeah,
man.
We're gonna need a lot.
We got work to do.
As long as there's no slow ballad. Like long as we're not playing ballads, because that's gonna be kind of weird. Now, I have had a few young ladies that have asked, could they come on the trip? I don't see why not. I don't think this is like a guy's trip.
Well, no, I mean it's for listeners, so who wants to come
so
on the trip?
So it's like ladies can come. I just don't know, you know. I don't know how that's going
to,
you
know. Well, we're going to have to figure out we're giving away the spots.
Yeah. And then, you know, as far as, like, you know, how we're going to, you know.
So here's the question.
A little different.
Here's the question. 3 weeks ago, I thought it was the trip would be easier to put together than the Eagles getting there. What do you think is more likely to happen? The Eagles actually getting there or us making this a thing? I mean, like, this isn't easy to logistics on this, right? We need a bus driver.
Yeah.
We need to sign waivers.
We've had a few.
People need to sign waivers. I mean,
to sign waivers is great. I just to hear you say it like that. I mean,
well, I want to protect the company.
You're probably not lying, but it's just like to hear you say that like that.
It's like an NDA agreement. Can't say what happened on that bus.
You know, you can't be taking pictures either.
Oh, are we gonna do the Derek Jeter where you got to drop your phone?
Yeah, you got to drop. You can't be taking pictures.
Of like, you or everybody else?
You just can't be taking. Like, you can take pictures, but if it gets a little weird, we would recommend that those pictures aren't shared.
20 hours on a bus to New Orleans? It's going to get weird, man.
that's
going to happen. All right, 215-592-9049. For today's show, sponsored by Klondike Cates. Join us this Wednesday.
Remember, winning this day.
Yeah, we'll be there the 13th as we broadcast live from Klondike Cates Restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware from 10 to 2. Specials all day long at Klondike Cates. KlondikeCates.com for details. We loved it there a few weeks ago. We're going back the day before a big game, Eagles Commanders Thursday. Now, let's go back the phone lines here. Your take on the game? Are you thinking Super Bowl now with the Eagles? And we will in a few minutes get to a little around the NFL from yesterday for Week 10. A lot of weird stuff going on. Chiefs stay undefeated. Lions win a wild one. And we have a coach who might give Sirianni a run for his money at the podium. Terrence in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Dude, yo, Kyle, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence.
Oh, man, I was going to ask y'all, man, how do I claim the for the Marilyn Monroe when I won the when I guess Kyle's outfit, how do I claim it?
Oh, yeah. So we'll get you in the mix. We're going to have the grand prize drawing at the end of next week. We'll make sure you're part of it. So your information is in there. And
you're good.
We'll let you know.
Okay.
And they'll send your prize. Don't worry, Terrence.
All right, cool. All right. Well, I told Kyle, man, I feel like we are on the road to being a Super Bowl team. If you watch the whole league last couple of weeks, to me, the Eagles have been the best team in football. Like, Detroit has looked shaky the last couple of weeks. They should have lost last night. Houston gave that game away pretty much. They didn't score the whole second half. The Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, they're undefeated, but every game they've played, they look shaky, and it could have went either way. Come on, man, a blocked field goal. I think that the week before that, a shank kick or something like that, or something like that.
Cincinnati had them against the ropes too, didn't
Cincinnati
they?
Cincinnati did. There was the penalty called.
Yeah.
Obviously, this week was the blocked field goal. The game on Monday this past week was the Bucks trying and not going for two, and then it went to overtime. They've had a lot of close calls.
And my dog, Drew, said it, he hit it right on the button, man. Every team in the NFL is a professional team. I don't want to hear we haven't been playing anybody, because the last time I checked, Kansas City hasn't been playing anybody the last couple of weeks. Everybody plays cupcakes on their schedule. So I don't want to hear we got to beat who's in front of you. That's the name of the game. And in those couple of weeks, we haven't been facing good quarterbacks. We haven't been facing top right receivers. We faced Chase. We faced Lamb. And last time I checked, teams have stars that you have to stop. Am I right?
Oh, they all do. Yeah, I mean, even the Cowboys, right. Yeah, they have Lamb. I mean, it goes in waves, right? Like 2 years ago, the Eagles had a softer schedule, and they took advantage, and they got to number one seed. You don't have to apologize for it. It's kind of the wave of the NFL. Last year was the opposite. The schedule was really hard.
Yeah, man. And you beat who you beat. And our defense has been looking formidable, man. And shout out to Bryce Huff, man. You've been talking about this guy.
Shout out to Bryce Huff. Give him his flowers.
Garbage time sack.
Shout out to Bryce Huff, man. And the defensive line has been playing their butts off lately, and we've been causing chaos all over the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the way our defense is playing, and if our offense, I know Dylan had a shaky first quarter, first half, but he bounced back, and I think his completion percentage was out of this world. So if we keep on the standard and keep this philosophy, man, the way we're going, it's sky's the limit. We're first in the division. The Cowboys suck, man, and Dallas is a disaster. We had Jerry Jones. He was throwing shots at Dak and his post-presser saying that, yeah, we weren't good when we had Dak. We were trying to give Cooper Rush to give us an uplift. Who said that about their quarterback, man? Like,
yeah, they're a mess. I mean, Terrence, in every way. They are a dumpster fire right now in the franchise.
Saying mean and hurtful things about everybody.
Terrence. Yeah. Well, I mean, Jerry's I don't think he's all there. I mean, if we've been honest. Is he really? You think Jerry, after those press conference ends, really could take you back play by play of what he just said? I don't think
he's the absolute.
He probably could.
He was
a little bit upset.
I don't know.
He was upset.
Like, if you ask him a day later, did you remember saying this yesterday?
He probably remember. He probably don't care.
Well, I think we've gone past caring for a long time
care.
Now.
Yeah,
that's, you have got to be smoking.
Man, you know what's funny? I heard this weekend, Carrie Champion, that used to be at ESPN, she was telling a story about how she was in L.A., her and Holly Robinson Pete, and she saw Jerry Jones and his wife, and he was telling her about these duck tacos that he made for her. And she said when he made a taco, he used his hands and he was licking his fingers and stuff, putting all the ingredients on the taco, and then he handed it to her. Jerry don't care.
Gross.
I say all that to say this. Jerry doesn't care.
Sounds
and
awful.
And she bit the taco because she didn't know what to do.
Oh, hold on a second. She ate the taco.
No,
that he's
he
got
was
his hands
her, he was
over?
Telling her about like he made them sit down at the table with him. And she said he started making a taco for
her. He's making duck tacos?
He said, like, I guess it's like, you know how, like, you go to any other place, you got to make your own tacos. You got the taco stuff and whatever, and you make the tacos.
Oh, okay.
So
you build your own
taco.
Yeah,
and so the way she was saying it was, he said, well, you got to have it the way that I like to eat it. So I got to make it for you. And she said he was putting all the ingredients in, and he was licking his fingers after every ingredient.
No way.
And then putting it in the taco.
There's just no shot I'd eat that.
And she looked at him, and she said she bit the taco.
No. You got like, to refuse that.
I'd be like, nah, dog, we good. I don't know where your hair's been.
I mean, you won't even accept cookies from your neighbors.
Nah, I don't. I had a weird moment with my neighbors the other day.
Oh, boy.
No, because I was, you know, because after I get done running, I usually sit on the porch. For a little while.
Yeah, you take your photo.
I take the photo of my feet, you know, let everybody know I put this work in. So he was walking out his place, right? So I didn't even know I did. I felt kind of bad because I did it because it felt like I didn't want to be bothered, which now that I think about it, I probably did want to be bothered. But as soon as he walked out with his wife, I just got up and just opened the door and walked in. I didn't say nothing. And I was like, damn. I felt kind of bad.
Nothing says neighborly like running and hiding and closing the door.
I felt kind of bad after I did it. But I was like, you know, maybe he didn't want to speak.
Maybe he wanted to say hi and be neighborly.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're assimilating well to your neighborhood.
No, listen, I felt bad, man, because I'm like, that wasn't neighborly. But then again, I got over it.
Yeah.
I got over it.
So did he. Yeah, you don't mind. No problem.
Yeah, so did he when he went in. It's like, can you believe this jerk?
Yeah, he was like, he didn't even speak. I was like, it was weird.
Yeah, you got to work on that neighborly stuff.
I do. I'm working on it. I'm getting better.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines here. Anthony in Jersey says Hugh's being plant-based. I agree. What's up, Anthony? Anthony.
The moment's too big for Anthony. He blew it.
Oh, Anthony. We needed you to call Hugh Plant-Based.
The moment was too big for Anthony.
We'll put him back on hold. You know,
it was too big.
Well, let's get to Black Gritty, who's up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Black Gritty?
So, Hugh, I appreciate the work you've been putting out in these streets, bro. Just let me say that first off. And Joe Giglio, that hates Christmas, see how you tried to ruin my time?
What did I do?
And you tried to skip on past the Cowboys, and I get to listen to Jerry Jones melt down about his little stadium with his curtain lights. I was sitting the whole time like, yo, tint the windows. And I found out they had curtains, and I'm like, dude, fix it. Like, you, whoever designed that thing, you spent $1 billion to have a snow globe effect. Like, you know. So I'm happy with the win. I'm happy with how everything went. I'm not even going to complain today. You know, Kyle said it. You watched that game last night with the Lions. If our quarterback threw 5 interceptions, yeah, I don't know if the TVs in Philadelphia would make it. Like,
they wouldn't. This station would have burned down if he threw 5 picks.
So I'm like, just be happy. You know what I mean? I was upset with the fumble. That's about it. Everything else, it's football. And you ran up the points. We did what we needed to do. And the guy talking about Saquon, if you actually know anything about Saquon, Saquon has his guaranteed money. Listen to the interviews. He says, do the tush push over and over and over again. He's like, I don't care about the touchdown. He's got his money. You know what I mean? He doesn't have a touchdown in the center or nothing like that. That's why I don't play fantasy no more. That's why this bet with Hugh is all skewed. Got Hugh out here rooting for something he shouldn't be rooting for. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I wasn't rooting.
It was a bad look for you.
I was just like,
look,
dog, y'all right there.
Like, it's a bad look.
Any other NFL team would have punched that in.
When CeeDee Lamb looked at the TV and said, I couldn't see because of the sun, he was like, see, that's what I'm saying. He could have had that. You know what I'm
saying? No, like, Black Gritty, come on now. Like, let's be honest. It wasn't like I was rooting for him, but you're on the one. You're on the one. And they couldn't punch that. Like, any other team would have punched that in. Y'all couldn't punch that in.
See, you got too much fervor in your voice, bro. You got.
I know.
That's what it is, man. Okay, my bad. I didn't. All the Eagles fans, I was not rooting for the Cowboys. I was just like, damn, dog, y'all can't punch.
You better go into hiding Thursday. The Eagles are going to take you right out of that Hall of Fame.
I showed you my beard colors. I mean, you might want to switch that up. I can teach you the way.
Yeah, I see. And I just looked at the voting. It's not going my way.
No.
Well, I mean, I guess it all depends on how you feel about what's going on.
Well, which one do you prefer less, and then we'll do that one.
Well, I almost walked into that one.
let me finish up for you. Hang up on me randomly, okay?
Uh-huh.
Secondly, just remind the people to start the area. Joe Giglio hates Christmas. He's a grump. And secondly, he's bound to down. You get on that bussing. We rolling. Yes.
It's not the way my dream started.
Yeah.
It's going to be me and Ike doing some Smoking the Bandit stuff. And
now,
stop. You are on this bus with us. Black Gritty, we appreciate
you. Now I'm on a bus.
You're on the bus.
It ain't no telling.
With the Filthy 50, is that what they were nicknamed?
Filthy 50.
And we'll sign waivers. Everyone will get through. And listen, if I had to guess, I would say we'd come back with 48, 49, you know, healthy and alive. We lose one along the way.
48, 49. How many are we going down with? We need to come back with the 50? Same amount we went with.
Do we?
Wait, not if they sign an agreement.
Do you think we're really coming back with all? It's not going to be our fault.
But somebody, when we don't come back with it, that means they decided to catch a flight because
as long
the ride
as we're
down
not
was
liable,
too
legally.
Much. The ride down was too much.
Well, again, sign the waiver, and then you know, then whatever happens.
Hold on. If the 30-30 was able to pull this off.
But they only went to New York.
That's a 90-minute trip.
Yeah, this is like at least a day.
Thousands of miles away for a week.
Yeah,
but Herb will be driving.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Herb is.
Who said Herb was driving?
He volunteered. He volunteered.
No.
But we're going to have multiple drivers. That's the whole point.
Herb the leadoff driver?
Well, whatever.
Play with me.
Your brother's going to drive. Herb's going
to
drive.
I ain't even talked to my brother in a while yet.
Tell him he's going to have to do shifts with Herb.
Is that right? Yeah, that'd be interesting. Okay. I guess this is really not my trip anymore.
It's
anyway.
Not.
So
yeah,
it is your trip. What are you talking about?
Kind of not.
Mm. Come on.
You kind of got taken.
We could be honest.
You're part of it.
Full disclosure, it's not yours anymore.
This is the midday show trip to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
It should be fun.
It'll be great. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey, then we'll go around the NFL for yesterday. Anthony, what's up, buddy?
Hugh Douglas, man, I cannot wait till that beard is gone.
Is it really, Anthony?
Hey, Hugh Douglas, man. Hey, you was my man with the defense as a luxury and necessity thing, man. Without that defense, we wouldn't be 7-2.
Tell him, Anthony. Tell him.
Without that defense, it would not be 7-2, man. Like I cannot wait till that beard is gone, man.
They played better. They played better.
Better? This looks like a top five defense in the league right now.
Hey, listen. I know I ain't got a leg to stand on, but I refuse. I am unwavering in my heel death. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here. I ain't got a whole lot that I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna be unwavering.
I know with Bryce Huff too, ain't you?
Yeah, Bryce Huff had a sack. He had a sack yesterday.
Garbage time.
Anthony, why you over there? Why you over there laughing? He had a sack yesterday.
Man, he had a garbage time.
Had a Reggie. Who called it a Reggie White-esque
sack?
Oh, stop
it.
Somebody did call it that.
In the fourth quarter of a blowout against Cooper Rush.
I think it was John Ritchie.
Reggie White-ish.
Yeah, it was a Reggie White-ish. Right, Reggie White-esque sack. Yeah, it was. I'm just saying.
Stop.
Y'all laughing at me awfully hard.
Because you invoked the name Reggie White with Bryce Huff.
Hey.
No, I know my
listen, I know my argument is flimsy, but it's mine. It's still mine.
It's crazy.
Hey, why are you so scared of Lamar Jackson or Lions or whoever else?
Man, I ain't scared of nobody. I'm just saying.
Man,
the sampling size.
Baltimore, you said,
They put up a lot of points. Okay,
Anthony. He's plant-based. That's the thing.
First of all,
listen,
Anthony.
They cannot stop us. And Lamar Jackson is one person, and we're going to get after him.
That's right.
I don't care who it is. Line him up in front of us. Win, loss, or draw. Line him up. I don't care who it is. He'll line him up, man. We ain't getting no fight.
That's because he's plant-based,
right,
Anthony.
I just hear you.
The guy's a plant-based player.
It's easy to attack me today. I get that, Anthony. I'm not mad at
people,
you.
Well, I mean, you did say earlier that you were kind of secretly rooting for the Cowboys to score points.
I didn't.
It's outrageous.
I alluded to that. I didn't necessarily subscribe to that.
All right, can we get you off the hook for a few minutes here? Let's go around the NFL for week number 10, what happened yesterday. Because there was a lot. All right, obviously the Eagles win and blowing out the Cowboys, top of mind. We mentioned this a few times, but it was mostly a really good day for the Eagles, which is the way the other outcomes went. One that did not go their way, if you're hoping for the number one seed. Somehow the Lions won a game in which Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions. He was not good last night. But boy, that Lions team just found a way. I mean, that's crazy. They came back and won the game. He threw 5 picks, and they still won. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. 5 picks. Like, you're dead.
Yeah, you're not supposed to win games when you had that many turnovers. That's crazy. But the Lions right now, they're the class of the NFC right now. And I can't wait to see how it's going to play out. We're going to face some good teams, but I think it's safe to say that right now, the Lions, everything looks like it's going to go through Detroit as far as the playoffs.
I agree with that. Yeah, they've only lost one game, and that was in the second week of the season. They've been the best team in the NFC. All right, so Lions win yesterday. We also got a win by the Niners, so I'm not fully writing off, even though other people are. But within that game, the kicker missed a few field goals, and Debo's punching his long snapper?
Man, Debo gave him the business, and the long snapper was not happy with it, but at the same time, he did not roll up on Debo because he didn't want that smoke.
And then Debo, Niners are having a weird season where it's like they're still there, but they're got a lot of drama going on with that team, and they've lost some weird games. They did pull that one out yesterday. We also had our great friend Doug Peterson have himself. Doug lost yesterday again. Jaguars are spiraling out of control. They only scored the one touchdown early in the game. They lost to the Sam Darnold Vikings. Darnold didn't even play well. They just kicked 4 field goals to beat the Jaguars. Can we hear Doug after the game? Because Doug Peterson yesterday, he was asked about what was going on with the offense, and snarky Doug is back, as he usually is in a hot seat here.
What was supposed to happen on the final Mac interception if he didn't get hit and throw the pick?
I'm not going to go through the details of the play because you guys wouldn't figure it out, but we'll look at the tape tomorrow and we'll make those corrections.
You guys couldn't understand the genius of the offense.
Yeah. That sounds like Doug. Hey, I could tell you, but you wouldn't understand it.
It's the Doug I know, baby.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hot seat Doug's my favorite Doug.
2020 Doug.
It's the best. Then we also did this yesterday. So we have a new interim coach in the NFL.
Oh, my goodness.
Darren Rizzi is his name. He's the interim down in New Orleans because they fired Dennis Allen. So they won yesterday.
Got a win.
They upset the Falcons. And then, can we hear some of our guy? He's our official guy, Darren Rizzi, the head coach of the Saints.
No, man, I'm a pretty open guy, so This is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, I get down here to Superdome, I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning, I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clogged the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended.
Way too much information.
And so, I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day. Here we go. And so, yeah, I'm not really feeling like a head coach of an NFL team right now. So I'm like, really? This is really how we're going to start my day? So, there was moments during the game. You know, I'm so wrapped up in the in my routine. There was moments today where, like, I'm almost forgetting. I'm just going through my routine, and I'm kind of forgetting that I'm the head coach a couple times. All true.
Did he have to tell us he clogged the toilet?
Yeah, that was too much.
Was that necessary?
Are Sirianni-type coaches becoming the new norm in the NFL?
What does that mean?
Did you hear that speak? Like, he's like Sirianni on steroids.
When you say that, what is the type? What are owners?
Stream of consciousness.
Oh, okay. Long talkers.
Long talkers. That was a lot. He's
goofballs.
Trying to endear himself.
Maybe it is.
Fiery, competitive guy. Couldn't you see him? I could see him lashing out at Saints fans.
Next week.
Exactly.
Also,
The professionalism is out the window.
Him saying he never used the head coach's locker room. What did he do all week? Where was he? Where was he changing outside?
I guess he was just trying to get used to this. I don't know. That's weird.
He looks like a psycho. I mean, when they show him on the sidelines and he's like hyping up his players, he looks like a lunatic.
Aaron Rizzi is going to be
the answer. I actually love this dude.
He will be a trivia question in 5 years. Remember that guy coached the Saints for 10 weeks?
Or a great coach.
This might be his leg up. This might be his
the next Nick Sirianni.
Dan Campbell started as an interim in Miami about 7 or 8 years ago.
We all thought he was nuts.
And look at him now.
Look at him now, Joe.
Good coach. All right, last one from yesterday. Hugh, we watched it live before we signed off during the pregame show. The Chiefs win again. 9-0 now, and they won yesterday afternoon on the blocked field goal. Like, that game was – that wasn't a long field goal for the Broncos. Dude, that was like a 35-yarder. That was a gimme, right? Like, if he doesn't get blocked, he very likely makes the field goal, and the undefeated season is over. Somehow, some way, the Chiefs, Hugh, do it again. They're 9-0 now on the season. Now, they're an underdog this week. They go to Buffalo.
Yeah.
If they get through Buffalo with a win – they're going to enter December undefeated. Here is the next three games before we get to December. At Buffalo, this is obviously their biggest challenge so far. Then they play Carolina and the Raiders. I mean, if they win this week, I know it doesn't feel like they're super impressive, Hugh, that they could seriously go into December undefeated.
Yeah, and that's going to be the story. I think a lot of people feel when they talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, though, they feel like they're a team that is getting by the skin of their teeth.
Well, a few of the weeks, they literally
have. Yeah, but I tell you what, man, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
So week one, Isaiah likely had his foot on the back line in the end zone. Week two, it was the near pass interference against the one that was called for them against the Bengals. Week three, they had a goal line stand. Week 8-9 was when they just went to overtime and got the ball and won when the Bucs didn't go for two, and then the extra field goal that was blocked. I mean, they could have lost, Kyle, 3 or 4 of these games already, but they are 9-0.
Yeah, and so I looked at their schedule last night because I was thinking about this. We sort of talked about, you know, when does it come into focus that they actually could be heading towards an undefeated season?
I think if they beat Buffalo, it becomes a real story.
I agree. I did. Now, Panthers-Raiders are cupcakes.
Yeah.
I see total, including the Buffalo game, 5 opportunities for a loss on the Chiefs' schedule.
Buffalo, Chargers, Texans, Steelers, Broncos.
Yes. All varying in degrees of difficulty, but they're not out of the woods.
No, they're not. But it kind of reminds me of some of those Patriots years where they weren't that great, but they just had the number one seed and probably get to the Super Bowl.
I got one more quick ad.
Mm. What you got?
The Arizona Cardinals. Look out.
Jonathan Gannon's doing a good job, everybody.
First place in the division and have a head-to-head win over the 49ers this year.
So if they don't win the division but make the playoffs, the Cardinals could be the Eagles' first opponent in the playoffs.
Oh,
or if the Eagles don't win the division and are a wild card and the Cardinals win their division, that could be a 4-5 game.
Gannon
versus Sirianni.
Oh, that's wild.
All right, that'll be fun to watch. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we'll quickly look ahead at Thursday night's game here. Give you the line on the game. What the odds tell us. Is this an Eagles line or a Commanders line? That and your phone calls coming up. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Cap off the NFL week with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. I'll take the surging Rams to win the game. Touchdown for Kyren Williams and an under in the total. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more of the season. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This once great rivalry between the Eagles and the Cowboys is over for at least 3 years. It was total domination in every phase of the game today. It'll take the Cowboys 3 years to catch up to the Eagles after they got whooped today. You don't need to be a former player like we are, analysts like you guys are. Just watch that game and you see we dominated every phase of the game. I mean, we pulled everybody out late in the third quarter.
You could hear the joy in Jaws' voice talking about that. Yeah, the Cowboys are absolutely dreadful. And, Hugh, they might be headed towards a rebuild. I mean, that team's – they're not – how many good players on the field for them yesterday? You mentioned the pass rusher. What was his name? Overton?
Overshown.
He looked good. He kind of buckled his knee at one point. But
I already can't stand that dude.
Yeah, he –
Why is that? Because he can play.
The over-the-top celebrations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot.
When they're getting their ass
kicked. All right,
kicked.
So he's
– was very Cowboy-esque.
He looks like he could play. Obviously, Parsons is really good. A great player. CD. But, like – The list starts ending. I mean, they don't have many good players.
Dak is okay. I know he's ass, but he's okay.
He's good, but he's also coming off a major injury. And
yeah.
He's not young. I mean, even if he's good, like they weren't winning. Like Jerry said it. Jerry's arithmetic is right. They weren't winning with Dak Prescott. They're going to be they're in rough shape here as we move forward. All right, we got an opening line here, Hugh, for the game Thursday night, Eagles and Commanders.
I'm thinking of three.
So that is what it is at right now. It's interesting. It's kind of moved back and forth. When I first saw it, when the games ended last night, it opened at 3. This morning when we looked, it moved to 3.5. It's now come back to 3. So it sounds like it looks like people are going to bet on the Commanders when it's at 3.5. 3, maybe it's going to be more of the Eagles. It feels right, a 3-point spread for this game.
Yeah. And especially when you look at the way that game went down for the Commodores yesterday. Yeah, I think so. I tell you what, man. Jaden Daniels. He gets
Jalen versus Jaden.
He throws that ball. He lets that ball go when he's back there, man. He lets it go. They play gutsy. It's gonna be a physical confrontation, no question about it. It's gonna be way more physical than the game that they just played was.
Well, we get to have Zach Ertz. Is this Zach Ertz's first time back playing here?
Yes,
I think it is.
Is it? Are we sure? No, was he
with Arizona,
Cardinals,
right?
And
didn't he get cut last year by the Cardinals and he ended up?
Yeah.
We thought he'd come back here. Remember
he's
that?
He's been with the Commanders for a little bit, right?
I thought he just this off because he went to Detroit last year. Remember that when LaPorta got hurt?
Oh my God, that's right.
Because the Cardinals cut him
everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll try and see.
I mean, he's their number one tight end. Like on the last play of that game yesterday when they were trying to come back to win the game, they threw the ball to him. I mean, Ertz is a big part of their team. So he'll be back here for this game Thursday.
This was Arizona for the last two seasons.
Right,
he was hurt in Arizona, wasn't he? He was hurt for most.
He never
of the
played
time.
With Detroit. He doesn't have a snap.
But he went there and was like hanging out in case LaPorta couldn't come back in the playoffs. I think this is just his first year with the Commanders.
Yeah,
I don't think he's played here since the trade.
Yeah.
Unless I'm misremembering a game, I don't remember him playing here. So, all right, let me throw this at you guys, and we'll obviously do a lot on the Commanders stuff as we move throughout the week. Hugh, I know you're going to claim you're not rooting for points from the opponent, but we know you don't want to shave that beard or dye it. The over-under on FanDuel right now for Commanders points on Thursday night is 23.5. What's your initial read on that? Eagles going to hold the Commanders under 23 points?
Mm-mm. I would say over.
That's because you don't want to.
No, that's not me being.
Come on
that's
now.
Not me. No, not at all. I'm just saying. I think that this is a pretty good offense, and they got some. McLaurin's a really good receiver, man.
We got Quinyon Mitchell.
No, I'm not, and I'm not taking anything away from
Cooper DeJean.
Think about the last call. He said I was scared of everybody.
Vic,
I'm not scared of anybody.
You're terrified.
No, I just think this is a good.
A scared of Cooper Rush.
It's a little bit. It's a good matchup game. It's a good matchup.
It's going to be a great matchup.
I do think that the Eagles outscore the Commodores, but I think it has shootout potential.
Well, it does. The total's 49.5.
Yeah, I have a 5.5 point spread on my book.
Woo! Wow.
For the Eagles.
That's a big number.
Yeah, we win by a touchdown.
Okay. I do think it's an Eagles line, slightly. It's, you know, because the home field now is more like 1.5 rather than the old 3. I think it's a small Eagles line, and it should be. They should be favored in this game. Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
How we doing?
Doing great, man. Never had a bad day in my life.
I've heard that before, and it's a good day after Dallas loses.
That's right. Listen, man, all this Super Bowl talk right now, I'm still not over it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's this team over in Tampa Bay that always seems they has Sirianni's playbook. If we don't get past Tampa Bay, if they make it to the Super Bowl, they always want to give us a headache. That's the team I'm a little afraid of, Tampa Bay. Rest
no, because they match up well with the Jalen and what we've seen in the last couple. I get it.
You're the you're the experts. So I'm going to say yes. But that's my problem. I'm not going to talk that until we get past. If Tampa Bay makes it to the playoff, we play and we beat them, then I feel fine. I'm going to kick my feet up. But right now, I'm worrying about Tampa Bay. Even though they're 4-6 and
they're
4-6.
And now to your point, their schedule's pretty light. I wouldn't be shocked if they make a little run here. They could get back in.
Right. That's my only point. That's my only issue, man. It's just concerned about them. I can't talk Super Bowl yet. I mean, we got to get past them dudes, man. Because Sirianni,
I get it. Lakers,
yeah, that's about it. And as far as Dallas, man, that was the first time that I've seen. Well, I don't know if it's the first time, but we were supposed to do what we were supposed to do to a bad team, blow them out like we did.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you treat a team that's dog meat. You blow them out and treat them like dog meat, period.
Yeah, they did. And they did it for 3 hours. I mean, we appreciate it. Right after the Eagles scored at the end of the first half, you kind of felt like it was over then. Because the Cowboys, Hugh, you said it, and I know, you know, you're kind of thinking about your beard, but the Cowboys had two opportunities.
They had golden opportunities.
The ball was on the 4-yard line.
And they couldn't punch it in. He's like, yeah, they're feeble.
They're brutal.
They were feeble.
I'm not going to lie. Because we talked last week about overlooking the Cowboys and everything, and I wasn't going into the game. After, like, the first two drives, when I saw Cooper Rush play, I was like, this thing is over. It was just a matter of by how much.
The only way that could have been close is if they turned it over, like, four times.
Right, yeah. And they were looking like they were going to try and do that a little bit. But Dallas couldn't even, like, I was at a point where, and I was saying this when I was watching it, it was the middle of the third quarter, and I was like, we can take everybody out.
Oh, and I was waiting.
Yeah, like to your point, after a while, I was like, yeah, this is a wrap.
It was way over.
So here's why that's important. So I was looking this morning. So the Commanders' defense played 75 snaps yesterday. And just because, you know, obviously the game was close, I'm sure their starters played the whole way. The Eagles' defense played 56 snaps. But
so a little fresh.
But I don't even think their starters played close to that number. I bet if we look at the snap counts, I would guess.
Probably about in the 30s.
The 30s, right? Sweat probably played in the 30s. BG maybe in the 20s. So that's like a 40-snap difference between the two defenses on a short week.
You also have to throw in the fact that the Steelers, just by their nature, are a very like physical football team.
Yeah, you could have a beat-up Commanders team. It's a big. If this game is close, and I expect it to be close in the fourth quarter, that feels like it's where you could feel it, like the Eagles could pull away.
This
feels like a good spot for the Eagles. Like if you're just looking at it from an objective standpoint, what team is in a better spot? It's the Eagles.
And I think they need it more because the next one's in Washington. Like the Eagles got to get theirs. They got to get this game on Thursday.
This once great rivalry between the Eagles and the Cowboys is over. For at least 3 years, it was total domination in every phase of the game today. It'll take the Cowboys 3 years to catch up to the Eagles after they got whooped today. You don't need to be a former player like we are, analysts like you guys are. Just watch that game and you see, we dominated every phase of the game. I mean, we pulled everybody out late in the third quarter.
You can hear the joy in Jaws' voice talking about that. Yeah, the Cowboys are absolutely dreadful. And, Hugh, they might be headed towards a rebuild. I mean, that team's – they're not – how many good players on the field for them yesterday? You mentioned the pass rusher. What was his name? Overton?
Overshown.
He looked good. He kind of buckled his knee at one point. But
I already can't stand that dude.
Yeah, he –
Why
yeah.
is that? Because he can play.
The over-the-top celebrations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot.
When they're getting their ass kicked.
All right,
kicked.
So he's – yeah.
It was very Cowboy-esque.
He looks like he could play. Obviously, Parsons is really good. A great player. CD. But, like – The list starts ending. I mean, they don't have many good players.
Dak is okay. I know he's ass, but he's okay.
He's good, but he's also coming off a major injury. And he's not young. I mean, even if he's good, like they weren't winning. Like Jerry said it. Jerry's arithmetic is right. They weren't winning with Dak Prescott. They're going to be they're in rough shape here as we move forward. All right, we got an opening line here, Hugh, for the game Thursday night, Eagles and Commanders.
I'm thinking of 3.
So that is what it is at right now. It's interesting. It's kind of moved back and forth. When I first saw it, when the games ended last night, it opened at 3. This morning when we looked, it moved to 3.5. It's now come back to 3. So it sounds like it looks like people are going to bet on the Commanders when it's at 3.5. 3, maybe it's going to be more of the Eagles. It feels right, a 3-point spread for this game.
Yeah. And especially when you look at the way that game went down for the Commodores yesterday. Yeah, I think so. I tell you what, man. Jaden Daniels.
Jaden versus Jaden.
He throws that ball. He lets that ball go when he's back there, man. He lets it go. They play gutsy. It's going to be a physical confrontation, no question about it. It's going to be way more physical than the game that they just played was.
Well, we get to have Zach Ertz. Is this Zach Ertz's first time back playing here?
Yes,
I think it is.
Is it? Are we sure? No, was he?
Was he with Arizona,
Cardinals,
right?
Didn't he get cut last year by the Cardinals, and he ended up?
Yeah.
We thought he'd come back here. Remember
that? He's been with the Commanders for a little bit, right?
I thought he just this off because he went to Detroit last year. Remember that when LaPorta got hurt?
Oh my God, that's right.
Because the Cardinals cut him
everywhere.
Yeah.
I'll try and see.
I mean, he's their number one tight end. Like, on the last play of that game yesterday, when they were trying to come back to win the game, they threw the ball to him. I mean, Ertz is a big part of their team. So he'll be back here for this game Thursday.
This was Arizona for the last two seasons.
Right.
He was hurt in Arizona, wasn't he? He was hurt for most of
the time. He never played
with
Detroit. He doesn't have a snap.
But he went there and, like, was, like, hanging out in case LaPorta couldn't come back in the playoffs. I think this is just his first year with the Commanders.
Yeah,
I don't think he's played here since the trade.
Yeah.
Unless I'm misremembering a game, I don't remember him playing here. So, all right, let me throw this at you guys, and we'll obviously do a lot on the Commander stuff as we move throughout the week. Hugh, I know you're going to claim you're not rooting for points from the opponent, but we know you don't want to shave that beard or dye it. The over-under on FanDuel right now for Commander's points on Thursday night is 23.5. What's your initial read on that? Eagles going to hold the Commanders under 23 points?
Mm-mm. I would say over.
That's because you don't want to.
No, that's not me being.
Come on
that's
now.
Not me. No, not at all. I'm just saying. I think that this is a pretty good offense, and they got some. McLaurin's a really good receiver, man.
We got Quinyon Mitchell.
No, I'm not, and I'm not taking anything away from
Cooper DeGene.
Think about the last call. He said I was scared of everybody. Vic, I'm not scared of anybody.
You're terrified.
No, I just think this is a good.
A little scared of Cooper Rush.
Just a little bit. It's a good matchup game. It's a good matchup.
It's gonna be a great matchup.
I do think that the Eagles outscore the Commodores, but I think it has shootout potential.
Well, it does. The total's 49.5.
Yeah, I have a 5.5 point spread on my book.
Woo! Wow.
The Eagles.
That's a big number. Yeah,
we win by a touchdown.
Okay. I do think it's an Eagles line, slightly. It's, you know, because the home field now is more like 1.5 rather than the old 3. I think it's a small Eagles line, and it should be. They should be favored in this game. Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
What's up, fellas?
How we doing?
Doing great, man. Never had a bad day in my life.
I've heard that before, and it's a good day after Dallas loses.
That's right. Listen, man, all this Super Bowl talk right now, I'm still not over it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's this team over in Tampa Bay that always seemed they had Sirianni's playbook. If we don't get past Tampa Bay, if they make it to the Super Bowl, they always want to give us a headache. That's the team I'm a little afraid of, Tampa Bay. Rest
no, because they match up well with the Jalen and what we've seen in the last couple. I get it.
You're the expert, so I'm going to say yes. But that's my problem. Other than that, I'm not going to talk that until we get past. If Tampa Bay makes it to the playoff, we play and we beat them, then I feel fine. I'm going to kick my feet up. But right now, I'm worried about Tampa Bay. Even though they're 4-6 and
they're
4-6.
And now to your point, their schedule's pretty light. I wouldn't be shocked if they make a little run here. They could get back in.
Right. That's my only point. That's my only issue, man. It's just concerned about them. I can't talk Super Bowl yet. I mean, we got to get past them dudes, man. Because Sirianni,
we play against
them. Yeah, that's about it. And as far as Dallas, man, that was the first time that I've seen, well, I don't know if it's the first time, but we were supposed to do what we were supposed to do to a bad team, blow them out like we did.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you treat a team that's dog meat. You blow them out and treat them like dog meat, period.
Yeah, they did it for 3 hours. I mean, we appreciate it. Right after the Eagles scored at the end of the first half, you kind of felt like it was over then. Because the Cowboys, Hugh, you said it, and I know, you know, you're kind of thinking about your beard, but the Cowboys had two opportunities.
They had golden opportunities.
The ball was on the 4-yard line.
And they couldn't punch it in. He's like, yeah, they're feeble.
They're brutal.
They were feeble.
I'm not going to lie, because we talked last week about overlooking the Cowboys and everything, and I wasn't going into the game. After, like, the first two drives, when I saw Cooper Rush play, I was like, this thing is over. It was just a matter of by how much.
The only way that could have been close is if they turned it over like 4 times.
Right. Yeah. And they were looking like they were going to try and do that a little bit. But Dallas couldn't even, like, I was at a point where, and I was saying this when I was watching it, it was the middle of the third quarter, and I was like, we can take everybody out.
Oh, and I was waiting.
Yeah, like, to your point, after a while, I was like, yeah, this is a wrap.
It was way over. Even.
So here's why that's important. So I was looking this morning. So the Commanders defense played 75 snaps yesterday. And just because, you know, obviously the game was close, I'm sure their starters played the whole way. The Eagles' defense played 56 snaps, but
it's a little fresh.
But I don't even think their starters played close to that number. I bet if we look at the snap counts, I would guess
probably about in the 30s.
The 30s, right? Sweat probably played in the 30s. BG maybe in the 20s. So that's like a 40 snap difference between the two defenses on a short week.
You also have to throw in the fact that the Steelers, just by their nature, are a very like physical football team.
Yeah, you could have a beat up Commanders team. It's a big. If this game is close, and I expect it to be close in the fourth quarter, that feels like it's where you could feel it. Like the Eagles could pull away.
This feels like a good spot for the Eagles. Like if you're just looking at it from an objective standpoint, what team is in a better spot? It's the Eagles.
And I think they need it more because the next one's in Washington. Like the Eagles got to get theirs. They got to get this game on Thursday.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.